This will be a great test for us this week. San Diego is an extremely talented offensive football team. They do a lot of things defensively to create problems for you, and we're going to need our fans this week with the, especially with the no huddle offense that they run, the muddle huddle and the communication. I think they can really help us being loud this Sunday. Questions?
Did you think it was loud this last Sunday? Did you? I mean, did it feel good in there to you?
I think we want it louder this week.
What's the biggest challenge that as you put it, muddle huddle creates for a defense?
Communication, tempo, because they change a tempo in it. You know, they get kind of like we do. We get on the ball and go fast sometimes. Sometimes they take the whole 25 seconds. You know, so it's the rhythm of the game, really.
I have to pick and choose when you can get substitutions in there, especially on the defensive line.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, you know, we know when the ball goes out of bounds and different things, or you know, the more third downs you can stop, the better that is too.
Does it help that they played Cincinnati? Does that give you any kind of preparation? Get a feel for how they played against that?
Yeah, I well, the good part is that I know, you know, what Cincinnati's doing defensively. The bad part is they get to practice against it 2 weeks in a row. So I guess there's a little give and take on both sides there, but. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't hurt.
Coach, do you get irritated or does it concern you when people accuse your team of being chippy, dirty?
That doesn't bother me. I know what kind of team we are. We're not dirty. You know, I probably owe Anthony Barr an apology because I talked to the officials last night. And you know, these quarterbacks now, they're starting to slow down as they go out of bounds and kind of egging these things on. And so that was one of the things we talked about. And he said, yeah, it probably should not have been called.
You talked to the league office about that?
Mm-hmm. I had to call him about something else. And we just started talking about, you know, because I saw it in a couple other games where these guys are going out and then they step out late or they – you know, like he was running parallel and kind of slowed down. And, you know, what he told me was they do not get protection if they slow down. They need to try to get out of bounds. So,
what do you tell Teddy about that in terms of when he gets out there running? I mean, do you want him going head first or would you prefer him sliding or getting out of bounds?
Depends on the situation. You know, if he's got to get the first down, he's got to get the first down. And then there's other situation where to protect himself, and if he's going out of bounds, get out of bounds. You know, that's the thing that, you know, and I talked to him, not specifically about this, but I was talking to him about other situations that occur. We try to coach within the rules. We try to do things the right way. We want to be a football team that's known to, you know, we're teaching proper technique. We're not trying to cheat the rules, and I don't want our football team to be put at a disadvantage because other people are trying to cheat the rules. I want our guys to know the rules, play by the rules, and play fair.
What did Adrian Peterson's day do for the offense in terms of the way teams have to prepare for you? You know, you established him so well last week. What does that do for everything in terms of what you can do downfield and what you can do across the board?
Well, I think they really have a focus now on where they want to try to defend, how they want to defend us. Now, obviously, with the way he ran the ball last week, I'm sure that will be a main focus. And now they'll probably have to pick their spots and when they're getting extra guys in the box, when they're going to blitz different things. You know, we'll just have to see as it keeps going. But that's what I was saying.
You mentioned this was a good week to stay demanding. How does that kind of manifest itself? Is it more in the meeting room? Is it subtly on the field individually with guys? How do you keep the foot down?
I think it's all the same, making sure that we're on point, making sure that we understand it's one game. We haven't done anything. There's no, you know, we cannot think, whoa, everything is great now that we won one game. We have to have the same intensity, and you know, part of it's me talking to the team, talking about the things I expect, the way we go about our business, and the way we prepare and prepare for the ball game, you know, whether it's on game day or on Saturday or Wednesday.
Did you learn anything in terms of their response, because it was a miserable week last week?
They seemed to, last week they seemed to have a little bit of an attitude, you know, and that's what I wanted to, you know, we got to have that attitude every week if we're going to do what we're going to do. So hopefully they'll continue to get the message. Some of it's, you know, like I said, some of it's making sure that we as coaches are precise on what we're telling them, making sure that they do things right, making sure that they understand the game plan and we can't allow mistakes.
The defensive line get good at batting down passes. Is that just a week-to-week thing, or is it a game plan specific? Or
We work on it every week. It's a lot of timing. It's recognizing the block that you get in front of you a lot of times and being able to get your hands up. Sometimes it's because of where the quarterback is, under the center, you know, in the gun, quicker, you know, it's a quick throw team, you know, different things like that. But we work on it every week as far as with the defensive line.
You have a good group with these guys in terms of that skill set?
I think we have good athletes there. So, you know, I guess we had two last week, basically. You know, anytime you can disrupt the football, that's a good thing. So we're going to keep working on it, yes.
Where would you say Xavier Rhodes' development curve is right now? I mean, he had a decent week last week, got clipped for a couple flags too. I mean, where is he at coverage-wise in your mind?
He still has things to clean up, but he's getting better all the time. He's still got things to clean up. You know, I think a lot of times with Xavier, he had a very good week of practice last week, and I think part of that carries over into games. It's just the concentration during the week, the focus during the week. I think part of that is, and then the other parts of the game. You know, if you just say, hey, go cover this guy, he's usually pretty good at those things. But the understanding of what the offense is trying to do based off formations and things like that, I think that's where his development will continue to grow.
How about Captain Munderland? He played a good game the other day and seems to play his leverage really well.
Yeah, he did. He did that last week. Well, he was more disciplined in the things we're asking him to do, being in the right position, and that's important. You know, that position's a hard position because a lot of things happen in there. You got to be involved in the running game. You got to be involved in covering guys one on one. You got to be involved in zones, and so there's a lot of things that go on with calls that you make and alignments and formation tendencies and things like that, and blitzes as well.
The change that the NFL made on the extra point deal, has it made it psychologically harder on kickers or on coaches?
I don't know. I guess it probably both a little bit. You know, I think the conversion rate is like 94 now on the extra point. The 2 points, 53%. So, you know, it's still a little bit iffy on that. But, you know, I think you might have a little bit more tendency to try to even it up later in the ball games. But I do think the kickers will get adjusted to it as we continue to go throughout the season. I think they'll continue to get better at it. You know, a field goal, they used to an extra point they used to think was automatic, where now they have to put a little bit more concentration into it, I would guess.
Blair's struggles in the preseason and even that missed PAT. Is that, do you put it all on him, or is there anything going on with the holds on those?
No,
kicks?
I think the holds have been good. I think the snaps have been good. You know, he's just got to continue to do it in the games. He's been good in practice.
Anything about his technique that changes in a game that you've seen?
No, I don't think so. Sometimes they get a little sped up, you know, and that might be a little bit of it, but I don't think it's just the rhythmic thing of it. You know, it's like the golfers.
When you're emphasizing ball security this week, is that something you try to tell your defenders to poke the ball out maybe more than they would in a normal practice, or how do you do that?
You mean like when we're going against ourselves? Yeah, we're going to make sure we do that. Mm-hmm.
The balance they have on offense, I mean, a lot of it's always Rivers, but it seems like there's a pretty good balance on that team, and even though they lost, I think both backs were over 5 yards. Is that when you look at that team, do you see a more balanced team than some of the other teams you play?
I do, and they make it difficult because they can run a lot of different runs out of their no-huddle gun formation, which a lot of teams, they're more basic in their gun runs. This team runs quite a bit, and they have in the backs, they have all three of them really are very explosive, and I do think that Phillip does a good job of checking in and out of plays, getting into the right things. Sometimes he'll take three cadences, change it, you know, the last second, and so he gets them in a lot of good plays.
Got that going, he plays a lot faster, or just that offense seems to move at a real fast pace.
Sometimes he wants to see everything. Sometimes he'll snap it very late. Sometimes he'll get up there and go. It's the tempo of it changes, and that, you know, it's hard for everybody to get rhythm of the game, including the play caller, you know, getting the communication done. Sometimes it's fast, sometimes it's not as fast, and so I think, you know, kind of like we do sometimes, we get on the ball and go. I think that is a little unnerving at times for defenses.
Last time San Diego was here, I mean, Adrian had a day for the ages. Is there any value to maybe dusting off some highlights from that? Two different teams, 9 years ago, but yeah.
Probably not. I've dusted off some tapes, but it wasn't that one.
Marv has a lot of experience with Rivers. Does he ever come in and help out the defense or give them some hints?
I go to him sometimes. He doesn't really come to me.
You talk about drawing from veterans, watching them play across the league. What of Phillip Rivers' play or abilities would you maybe want Teddy to somehow assimilate into his own game?
I want Teddy to be himself. I mean, there's a lot of things I respect about Phillip Rivers, but I want Teddy to be Teddy. I don't want him trying to be Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or Phillip Rivers. I want him to be him, and really what Norv is coaching him to do, and Scott. And I think that's important for us, for our whole football team, and be us.
We're time for two more. What's been the biggest difference with Teddy?
You know, the first five or six starts last year versus his strong finish to the season and then first couple games this year.
I think his comfort level of and really the understanding of the game. I think he continues to understand better about defenses. I think obviously the comfort level of our offense and the things that we're trying to do in it, and it's, you know, you can see the maturation just continue to keep going forward, so we're hopeful that that's the way it continues, and you know, just each week just keeps getting better.
Last one.
When you look at the film, are there a lot of deep ball opportunities that, you know, he might be missing, maybe because he's looking somewhere else or the rush is coming at him?
There's always some. I don't think he looks at the rush much. I think he feels the rush. But I think there's always some opportunities, but you could go through every quarterback tape in the league and you'll see those. Some of them get hit, some of them don't. But the good thing is we're not throwing interceptions. We're getting completions. You know, I keep talking about runs and completions. And, you know, we had, I don't know how many runs last week. Adrian had, 29? And I know, and we had 14 runs. That's 44, right? You get up there around 40 with those runs and completions. It's usually a good day. All right, thank you.